This is Michael Modest, and I'm feeling dynamis. I have the will to fight. You are listening to Modest Joint. You know, if the F-bomb and things of this nature, adult subject matter, if you've got virgin ears, you're not, you know, you're over 13, this probably won't bother you, but you're under 13, maybe, you know, my show will make you cry or something. So don't listen if you're too little. I'm going to kind of just, you know, go through things kind of quick. First of all, if you want to hit me up, email, you can hit me up at michael.modest@gmail.com. You can also check me out on myspace.com/michaelmodest. You can hit me up on Facebook or Global Wrestling Promotions. Global Wrestling Promotions is kind of like Facebook for wrestlers. So if you're in the wrestling business, it's a good thing to hit up. Check out Global Wrestling Promotions. First, I've got a couple of plugs here. First of all, the hard rock group Truce. You can check them out at myspace.com/truce06. That's T-R-U-S-C-E. T-R-U-C-E 06. Check them out, man. They're pretty cool. They've got a really good song called Ugh. And it's about, like, ex-girlfriends or ex-wives. And, man, I really relate to that song. Also, I want to talk about April 25th, man. Dr. Death, Steve Williams, Honky Tonk Man, Big Vito, Greg Valentine, Eugene, Melissa Anderson, Sir Samurai, Bobby Hart, Holly Renee, yours truly, Michael Modest, will also be on the NAW card April 25th at the Vinwood Community Church at 1900 West Vine Street in Lodi, California. There'll be like a fan autograph trade show kind of thing from like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. that same day involving all of those guys. I urge you, buy your tickets. Go check that out. You can get more information by hitting up my friend, Holly Renee, on MySpace. What else do I have to talk about this week? Well, I'll tell you. First, I'm just going to talk about TNA this week. I've been kind of divvying it up lately, but I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to give a recap of TNA this last week, what I watched, and it was 2 hours of this. The first 25 minutes, bro, was talking. I'm not fucking exaggerating. I fast-forwarded 25 minutes of that program. It's a two-hour program. The first 25 minutes was all yada, yada, blah, 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 bullshit. You know, in case the people in the wrestling promotions don't understand, most people can record their television now. If you've got digital cable, you can just record shows and fast forward through all that bullshit and get right down to the wrestling. So fortunately, TNA was only about 15 minutes long this week. So anyways, at the 25-minute mark, I got to watch Alex Shelley versus Kiichi. There was not one wrestling hold in the entire match. Congratulations. I thought that was fucking impossible, but Alex Shelley and Kiyoshi proved me wrong by wrestling a 4 or 5 minute match without so much as grabbing an arm fucking bar or a headlock. Amazing. At the 30-minute mark, we went back to talking. At the 49-minute mark, we had a chick match. It was a schmoz, though. It was like an 8-way or a 9-way. I don't know what the fuck kind of way. But it was just a lot of chicks in the ring doing a whole lot of shit for about 4 minutes, and it ended in a schmoz. And actually, 49 minutes was the match. And then at the 50-minute mark, they went to commercial. Then at the 54-minute mark, they went to a continuation of the match, which ended in a big schmoz. In my opinion, indie booking, man, and indie wrestling up to this point of what I was watching with TNA. 57 minutes into the show was the finish of that chick match. And then at 1 hour and 22 minutes would be our next match. So another 20-something-odd minutes passed before there was any wrestling. And then I got to see Matt Morgan versus Shane Sewell. And, you know, they wrestled for 4 minutes or something like that. Finish came at 1:26. And then I got to watch really the only decent wrestling match of the whole program was LAX versus Beer Money. And I enjoyed this match okay. I thought it was pretty decent. Again, it was a schmoz finish and a schmoz angle. But I was really happy because my homeboy, Homicide, Ann Hernandez, grabbed the first wrestling hold in the entire show at 1 hour and 37 minutes into the program. Now, I'm not fucking with you people here. If you don't fucking believe me, go back and watch. Go back and watch and try to find a headlock. Try to find an armbar. Try to find a leg lock. Anything. Try to find any wrestling before 1 hour and 37 minutes, and I guarantee you, you will fail. At the 1 hour and 37-minute mark, Homicide grabbed a wrist lock and tagged Hernandez and held on to it. Hernandez came in and took the wrist lock, too. Amazing. Really, the Thugs are the last guys I really expected to see some wrestling from. And again, at 1:48, the schmoz finish. Kurt Angle finished the show with a decent angle with him and Jeff, and they jaw-jacked for a minute, and Jeff started punching him, and they fought out into the crowd, and Jeff had great fire. I think he's working well as a face, and I think that's how they should have started the show. But instead, they made us wait the entire 2 hours to see them mix it up a little bit. I don't know. A lot of people tell me I don't know what I'm talking about as far as television, but I beg to fucking differ. I do know this. In a wrestling program called Total Nonstop Action, you should at least see a wrestling hold before the hour and 37-minute mark. That's just my two cents. Now, as promised, I'm going to kind of keep this show short. So let me move on here to my top 10. But before I go to my top 10, I'd like to read a little poem to you. Now, usually my poems, my commercials, things like that, have a lot of humor in them. But this week, Michael Modest was not feeling humored or humorous. So here's my poem. It's called The Clock. Tick-tock, said the clock, though it spoke so slow, content to keep me and never let me go. Pain reeks in my heart, last week's eats, left in the sun, moist rancid meat. Plead for relief, I do every day. Tick-tock, said the clock, that's all it would say. Gaping wound caused by a knife. 66 pages from my dear wife. Children are crying, lost in the dark. The cat's in the cradle plays in my heart. The cat with its claws, deeply they grind. Now the wound's open, in pours the brine. Tick-tock, 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 said the clock. Then one night from out of the gloom, blue eyes are shining, I look at the moon. The world still spinning, my heart cracks a smile. The clock has stopped ticking, at least for a while. So there you go, a little of the artist in yours truly, Michael Modest. Let's move on to my top 10. Again, this isn't real funny. I just wasn't feeling very comical this week. But these are the top 10 things that I think are wrong with the wrestling business. Number 10, too many fucking jabronis in power. Number 9, too much is too much. And number 9, this goes on and on. So be prepared. Too much is too much. Too many angles, too many turns, too many tables, too many special stipulations, too many chairs, too many chains, too many announcers, too many refs, hot dog vendors, etc. being made into storylines, yada yada. It is called pro wrestling, folks, not total nonstop talk or World Promoters Family Entertainment. If wrestling is on the marquee, please, by all means, give me some wrestlers and wrestling. Not fucking announcers and angles, for God's sakes. Where the hell is that going to go? Mike Tenay and joke, it's horrible. This is number eight thing I think is wrong with professional wrestling. I'd rather watch the female wrestlers. Now, I don't know if I'm alone on this, but that feels wrong to me. I used to love the Ric Flairs and Arn Andersons and the Roddy Pipers and Jimmy Snukas. But lately, I'd just rather watch the tits. Those girls are just so damn sexy, you know, and they're physical. And they do some wrestling. I'm a big ODB fan, officially entering myself into the contest today to chill with her for a night. I think that's the big, like, thing that TNA's doing right now. Number seven thing I think's wrong with pro wrestling, the fucking arena dogs are almost as expensive as the tickets. Number six thing I think's wrong with wrestling, indie wrestling is affecting the way wrestling fans are spending their money. More and more wrestling fans are realizing that their entertainment dollar is spent better on an indie show. You'll probably see more wrestling. For example, 1,200 people went last month to watch Pro Wrestling Revolution in King City. They paid $25 a seat. Guess what? That was 1,200 less people that the WWE saw at their show when they were in the Bay Area. Number five thing I think's wrong with pro wrestling, too many Rock and Roll Express and rocker dudes. It's like Sean and Marty did it, and Ricky and Robert did it, and now pretty much everyone looks like a rock star or entertainer, and not enough of them look dangerous or tough. Number four thing I think's wrong with pro wrestling, the governor lost the fucking election and has been forgotten by the media. And yet, TNA is still trying to sell tickets from having like a governor gimmick. It's ridiculous. It's really sad, pathetic, in fact. Number three thing I think's wrong with this business, 2 hours of TNA each week. Ouch! Thank God for digital cable. Most people can just fast forward through that shit now in case no one knows. I just can't even believe that TNA has 2 hours now of talk. Amazing. Number two, pay-per-views are endless coagulations of pointless angles that lead to more pointless angles. And the number one thing I think is wrong with professional wrestling today, Roddy Piper isn't running a promotion somewhere in the United States. For some reason, I just think if Roddy Piper was doing something in this business, I think he'd be better off. And I'm not talking about as talent. I'm talking about behind the scenes. Management, man. Management. So anyways, that's my two cents for the week. I hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. You've been listening to Michael Modest babble about wrestling. And now I've got a phone call coming in. Just remember, you stay dynamis. Keep having the will to fight. And wrestling is hardcore. Peace.